Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to Election Day 2022 here on the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, and FM 93.7. to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER workers, our Florida ER dispatchers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, our U.S. Coast Guard, and all of those helping to keep us free and safe. And let's not forget to everybody who's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for what you're doing to keep America rolling along. That goes along for the over-the-road truck drivers, the 18-wheelers, the men and the women out there driving coast to coast, border to border, getting the job done, as well as our mail haulers. Of course, the country only revolves on its mail. And thank you very much for the job you guys are doing. And also to our suicide jockeys that are out there delivering the gasoline and the diesel and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. And let's not also forget our Amazon folks at the warehouse, Amazon.com, those guys, and Amazon, the drivers out there making deliveries. Now, don't forget that you can find us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social, which is Donald Trump's website. And we're on Twitter as Captain's America. That's Captain's America. And our website is always to Captain's America, ThirdWatch.com. That's Captain's America, ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from the mountaintop up here in the northern part of the plateau, just north of me, about 30 miles, we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And good morning to you.
Good morning.
What's the temperature up here? Is it a little cool tonight?
It's cool. It's nice.
Okay. Yeah, because it's supposed to get a little bit cooler here as this storm comes our way, which unfortunately it is, but we're not going to get the brunt of it, thank God. So we're lucky in that respect, yep. Now, I want to mention that, of course, we know we have an election coming up. We know all about that. But we've got the DOJ, which is announced. Garland yesterday came out and said, well, we're going to be monitoring the voting in 24 states. But one county came out and said, oh, no, you're not. Not in our county. And in one of the states that they were going to. So they got able to get out of it because they have that right to be able to do that. The sheriff said, nope, you're not coming in our county. So what do you think that's all going to result in?
Well, look, it's rather interesting to me that this White House on several occasions has already said that some of the vote results could be delayed.
Yep.
Now, why would they keep giving us that warning? And I think they may be referring to more than just Pennsylvania, which has already said that the votes could be delayed. After what we went through for the last couple of years, why is any voting results delayed?
Uh-huh.
So what has happened here is the Department of Justice has, you know, been tapped on the shoulder to dispatch to what they call battleground areas or areas that somebody has determined that there could be some reasons to have the Department of Justice there. But the Republican Party, the National Party, has about 1,000 lawyers out there, too, in areas that they have determined that could be a little shaky. Ladies and gentlemen, why are we where we are? You know, as I just said to you when we were during a commercial break, we didn't have these problems in the 70s and 80s and 90s where we had to have poll watchers and we had to have lawyers and, you know, all these kinds of things. I mean, you know, we are in the age of law and order, or at least it should be, in the age of technology. So to have this going on, still we don't have all the confidence in the systems, plural systems, that we should have. And you know, I remain skeptical, and I'll stay that way. Having said that, I will tell you that Greg Phillips and Catherine Engelbrecht have been released from jail. And it took a judge out of the Fifth Circuit in order to have them released because they would not cough up a confidential source. Hence, they don't have to. So to have them be put in jail to start with was an outrage.
Right. And I'm talking to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com, the website. Go over there and check out all the different things that she has to offer. Well, in the meantime, you did say about the 1,000 lawyers roughly for the Republicans that are going to be out there, too. It's my understanding they're going to be well represented in 19 states for whatever reason.
Arizona being one of them.
Right. And Florida, too. Florida, too. Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen where they were coming to Florida.
Yeah, they are coming to Florida. And Georgia, right now, there's going to be people up there, but I think that's because of Stacey Abrams still mouthing off about her problems. She's already said that there's going to be problems, that you can't get a fair election up there. Jeez, so well. Hold that thought. Denise Simon and I will be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and we hope that you'll get out and enjoy the weather today while you go vote. We'll be right back.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today is the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there, and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
You betcha. And before I get over there to Denise, I want to remind everybody this portion of the program is brought to you by Geico Insurance. Geico has been saving people money for more than 85 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the United States, insuring well over 22 million drivers right now. Now, your local Geico office can help you find coverage for just about anything that you own. And don't forget, they also offer coverage for the motorcycle you might have, the ATV, the boat, the RV, to go along with the car or truck that you're driving. And they can even help you with your homeowners, your renters, and your condo insurance if you want to include that in there and lower your car insurance down even more. So remember this, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, G-E-I-C-O. Go over there, check them out, geico.com, and find out where your agent is, and then go over and talk to them, too. There you go. All right, back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, almost 4.8 million ballots have already been cast in Florida by the Republicans outnumbering the Democrats, I might add, here in this state by 321,000 early votes. That hasn't happened in a while. And the GOP is hoping to reelect the candidates they've got running. Obviously, they want to reelect Governor Ron DeSantis, who is may or may not be a presidential candidate in 2024. I don't think he will be. I think he's all in on running for governor and sticking around till the end of his term.
There are some indications that he would wait till 2028. And I think that's a smart, prudent move.
Sure.
Anybody running for president in 2024, I still think has an awful lot of cleanup to do. They would be delivering a government that is still a mess.
Yep.
So I wouldn't want to walk into that personally.
No, and you're right about the mess. I mean, we don't even know how damaged
this
is.
Yeah, we have no concept. Yeah, exactly.
Nope. Mm-hmm. Because I don't think the Democrats and the Republicans are ever going to get along anymore.
No. No, I don't either.
Nope. But here's the thing here. We know that right now, when it comes to the midterms and it comes to the candidates, I've got a list of who in these states was leading by the latest Real Clear Politics average when they stopped their last polling, which is going to be kind of interesting, may or may not show us where we're going with all of this. But in the Senate races, which are quite fascinating, in Georgia, Herschel Walker leads Raphael Warnock by 0.4. Now, this was all the polls yesterday that had been done up until that moment. Actually, his lead was higher than that on the daily poll, but this is all of them. And over in Pennsylvania, it looks like Dr. Oz is ahead of Fetterman by 0.1. And that, I can't believe that's that close with Fetterman walking around like a piece of spinach.
I don't have any use for the polls. I think that when people get these telephone calls, the Republicans and the conservatives, they don't even want to participate. So the samplings, I think, are skewed to begin with. Online polls are hardly reliable. So because they're all over the place, between, you know, when colleges or universities do them, or Quinnipiac or Trafalgar, I mean, they're just everywhere. So, I don't have a lot of use for them.
Yeah, and I'll read a couple more here. Laxalt in Arizona, or I'm sorry, Nevada, leads the incumbent Senator Catherine Mastro by 2.4 points, and then Blake Masters is down by 1 point in Arizona to Mark Kelly. That got very close because he was down 18 points 2 months ago. All right, we're going to go to the phone line. And we got Mel on the line, Saratoga Springs. What's on your mind, Mel?
Yes, good morning, Denise. Good morning, Kathy. Regards to the midterms and the way things should go, the way I think they should go, that the Republicans should take both the House and the Senate, that and our governorships, too. But anyway, going back to the House and Senate, there can't be any talking about what we're going to do, what we should have done, and about who we're going to prosecute or investigate, prosecute and impeach this, that, and the other. There better be action. There better be action in regards to their victory, because we are on the right who support these politicians. They have to deliver. There's no more fooling around, because if it were on the other side, the Democrats, what they've done, and if they are able to stay where they're at, it's only going to get worse, and it's not going to be any examples made. There has to be examples made for anybody who wants to try this again. This is what they're going to have to look forward to. There's got to be prosecutions. There's got to be punishment. And as far as, that's bottom line. It's got to happen. They have to deliver. No fooling around.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Have a great day.
All right. Yeah, I don't disagree with that, because I think there will be hell to pay once they get themselves organized. But what we've already heard from Kevin McCarthy, who would be the incoming majority leader in the House, was that the first thing they're going to do is go after border security to get the border secure.
Yeah, and that's into itself is huge. We don't know what those numbers are, and it's interesting that going for the last several years, we've heard that we've got 11 million illegal aliens in the United States.
Yep.
Suddenly that number has not been used anymore. And there have been studies that say that number is upwards of 20 to 22 million. Now, whether that includes the 4 to 5 million that have happened here in the last couple of years, we don't know. But where is the money coming from the Department of Homeland Security is using? Because I haven't seen any adjustments in their operating budget. Well, interestingly enough, it's coming from FEMA. Now, who approved that? Because those monies are under the authority of the House of Representatives.
Correct.
It's not under the President, and it's not under the Department of Justice. It's not under DHS or FEMA.
Right.
So I think there's a lot of shenanigans that are going on there. It's also, it needs to be understood that nobody talks about the costs of what hospitals across the country are spending, for free health care. Because you walk into any hospital and get free health care. I don't care if anybody says that's the law. You cannot be denied treatment. Nobody is estimating the cost of the degradation of learning in the public school systems and the translators that you have to have there.
Right.
And, you know, we're not just talking about those that are coming across the southern border. Let's not forget how many people we fly in here all the time. And then the one word that we haven't heard a lot is family chain.
Correct.
Where if, you know, the father or the kids get here, and the next thing you know, here comes the mother and the kids and the aunts and the uncles and so forth and so on. So it's a huge problem. I mean, it's a problem beyond fentanyl. It's a problem I don't think we fully have a grasp of. Having said that, what Mel is saying is pretty much what I said night before last. However, if they cannot do what we need them to do, it's not going to be because they don't have the will and they don't have the power to do it. It's because they have to rely on the responsiveness of other government agencies. And I can tell you the Department of Justice is going to dig in their heels, and they're going to be uncooperative with the investigations that the House and Senate are doing under their oversight authority. We saw that with so many other cases, including the IRS targeting. We saw it with Benghazi. So it's Merrick Garland's going to dig in his heels.
Uh-huh.
So what does the new government, whatever it's going to look like, do? Well, I think that they need to. I don't think they're going to be able to necessarily impeach Mayorkas, for instance, but they can move to suspend him from his job.
Right.
So I think they're going to have to, you know, pull a lot of strings here, but there's going to be lawsuits flying from the ACLU to the NAACP to, you know, so many of these other organizations out there. So we're going to be in a very contentious 2 years, ladies and gentlemen. Just put on your seatbelt, because it is not going to be pretty.
I look forward to talking to you tomorrow, and we'll have plenty to talk about. We'll be wrapping up the election, I'm sure. So talk to you then. Have a great day.
Yep.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Go over there and check out all the things that she writes, and you'll be on top of the game.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA Radio News.
Elections are Tuesday, but that doesn't mean we'll know who has won many of the races or even control of the Senate by this time tomorrow. In Pennsylvania, Arizona, Michigan, and Wisconsin, officials have in recent days preemptively called for patience. It's been projected that officials in Indiana and Kentucky will likely report some of the first results. Senator Elizabeth Warren stepped up pressure on the Federal Reserve over its recent ethics lapses. The Massachusetts Democrat has been at the forefront of demanding answers from the Fed after revelations of unusual trading activities by some of its leaders last year. A poll commissioned by digital wealth management company Personal Capital found that 1 in 4 Americans say they're skipping Thanksgiving altogether this year in order to save money. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. In this edition of our military and veterans news, always brought to you by the National Aviation Academy, with 2 campuses to train you to become an aviation maintenance technician, a very high-paying, in-demand job. People are looking for aviation maintenance techs. You'll have a great career and a tremendous future. Here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, if you're out there struggling right now in a go-nowhere job and you're wondering what to do next and you're really looking to do something valuable with your time and get paid handsomely, I got a great idea. It's called the National Aviation Academy. And if you're mechanically inclined, let's say you're working at a car shop, maybe you're working in a boat shop, maybe you're working at a lawnmower shop or a farm implement dealer, something where you're using your head, your noggin, your hands, working with tools and whatnot. This is something that will take care of you for the rest of your life by becoming an aviation maintenance technician. Now, the aviation maintenance technicians are very much in demand right now. Basically, you could have a job long before you even get certified at the school, which many people did, because I know people that graduated last week and 2 weeks before had jobs in her hand, but it was all contingent on having the certificate of completion of the aviation maintenance tech course and the certification that came with it. And they did, and they went away, and they're working right now and doing what they need to do. But here's the deal, again. You need to understand that sometimes something gets dropped in your lap. You don't know what the reason is, but something gets dropped in your lap. And for you young men, you young women, middle-aged guys, older men, hell, up into your 50s, late 50s, maybe even early 60s, this is something you can do, make a lot of money, retire handsomely too. And if you're lucky enough to wind up at one of those jobs that's going to send you overseas, then guess what? You are going to be in like Flynn going overseas. Absolutely, positively, make no doubt about it. So with that being said, I want you to make sure that you check out the National Aviation Academy by going to their website first, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Take a look at the website. Take a look at everything that they have to offer. And then after you get off the website, give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Call that number and ask to take the tour at one or both of their facilities. They don't mind if you come and take a look at Clearwater, then go take a look at Concord, Mass. They don't mind at all because they're each one is a little different, a little unique. So there you go. And maybe California, if you live out there, you're used to warmer weather. Florida would be better for you. And if you live, I don't know, upstate New York, Massachusetts might be better for you because you don't have that far to go home. So there you go. But naa.edu, telephone number 800-659-2080, National Aviation Academy. You'll be glad you did. Clearwater, Florida, Concord, Florida, on the campuses. I'm telling you, you'll just be glad you did. You'll thank me for it later because I've helped a lot of young men and women get in there. Now, North Korea, once again, fired more missiles as the U.S. flies bombers over the South. Two of the U.S. B-1B bombers flew over South Korea in the last days of a joint air drill called Vigilant Storm, while the North Korea took an opportunity to fire some more missiles downrange. Now, in the first, the Space Force picks a private university as their war college. The Space Force has chosen Johns Hopkins University as its graduate and postgraduate military school for officers, becoming the first branch of the armed forces to leverage a private university rather than create a new war college. That's interesting. Now, the Marine Corps isn't following the recommended path amid the fears that total integration will cause it to lose its competitive edge for making the best warriors. Because the Marines still oppose an integrated boot camp with platoons after a $2 million study. And we'll see how that works out. By the way, the military has finished draining the Red Hill storage facility fuel pipelines. The Pentagon announced it would close the Red Hill bulk fuel storage facility after it linked petroleum into Pearl Harbor's tap water last year. We'll see what they do. And analysts have predicted more visits in Congress next year after the midterm. Now, officials from the nonpartisan Veterans Campaign are predicting the number of veterans serving in Congress will increase following the results of the upcoming congressional midterm elections, following on the number of candidates running in winnable races. That could get very interesting. It could get very interesting. By the way, the United States hit an Al-Shabaab extremist in Somalia. The U.S. said that they were first carrying out dozens of drone strikes against extremists in Somalia over the years, the recent years. And they found an individual that was in the vicinity of where a drone came down. And he got hurt. So I'll say he got hurt. And if you're in the wrong place at the wrong time, that's what's going to happen, unfortunately. Now, the U.S. and Netherlands go Dutch to refurbish the Czech tanks for the Ukraine. The U.S. and Netherlands are splitting the cost of refurbishing 60 more Czech T-72B tanks for Ukraine in Kiev's fight to repel Russia. This coming from the Pentagon, who announced this on Friday. And that's interesting that they're using those tanks. They're having them refurbished, using them, and away they go. Because that seems to be the tank of choice over there. By the way, the U.S. nudged Kiev to ease negotiation of the Zelensky calls on calling him out of Iran on the drones. U.S. officials are privately pushing Kiev to reconsider its stance against talking to Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin. Although it's not really known whether or not this fellow will be both the energy and the prime minister in government. He's already had a very rough road trying to be both. He hasn't quite got out of the tank yet. We'll see. We'll see. Now, in Department of Defense news, the U.S. has privately asked Ukraine to show it's open to negotiate with Russia. The Russian administration is privately encouraging Ukraine's leaders to signal any openness to negotiate with Russia with the drop of their public refusal to engage in peace talks unless President Vladimir Putin is removed from power. So we'll see what happens there, because now they're trying to get Putin out of office. Okay, that's not going to be healthy, but we'll see what happens. All right, I'll be right back. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, coming up. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
In the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York fire rescue captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Thank you very much, Frank Silvano. And before I get over to Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, I want to remind everybody that this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Moss Family Automotive, and in particular, their Moss Acura dealership. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. Now, their dealership is located on North Florida Avenue, right next door to the Moss Nissan dealership. And if you haven't heard about it, check out their You Serve, You Save program, where all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, whether or not you're EMS or your firefighter or your police, get a tremendous discount on the new or the certified pre-owned that you're driving, that you're buying. And that also includes church pastors, too. And let's not forget that you get the Moss Care oil changes for life on the vehicle, the free oil changes, as well as tire rotations for life on that vehicle. So check them out, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan, and MossAcura.com. Check them out. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, Mr. Watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski is with us. Hello, Mr. Chris.
How are you?
Oh, it's a busy day. Going to be a long night, going to be a busy night. Tell me what it's like up there. What are you hearing up in New York? A lot of activity up there or what?
It depends on the neighborhood you're in. I mean, for the most, where I live, it's a lot of Zeldin times out here, there, and everywhere, and also for some of the other Republicans, a lot of some of the other Republicans that are running for office in and around my area here, and there's a lot of hope. Again, you know, I keep my fingers crossed. I don't get overly emotional about these things. I really don't. Because again, I've got my own feelings in regards to the overall electorate and how they go about thinking. I was actually was happy to see there was like rumor last night that Donald Trump was going to declare that he was running for office. I'm glad that didn't happen. I hope he kind of stays out of things today and let everything run its course. And kind of hope for the best here and hope that there's a good turnout.
Well, Chris, the announcement that did come down last night is that he was going to make an announcement at Mar-a-Lago on the 15th of November when he has another rally.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we heard.
Yeah, there was some news coming out yesterday on Drudge and a couple of places that he was in a hurry and he was going to do it last night. And it made me a little bit nervous, but then glad it didn't come to pass.
Well, yeah, because we don't need that that sidebar going on when you're trying to get people elected. Let them get situated first and go from there, right?
Well, again, you're drawing attention away from people that have been running for office. You know, it's not about you right now.
No.
It's about getting these people into positions that we need to have, and His involvement, I'm sorry, his involvement after the last election cost Senate seats. There's no doubt about that.
And say good morning to George the Godfather.
Hey, George.
Yep, George is saying hello. Appreciate George. Yep.
I'm glad he's kind of staying out of it right now.
Yeah. With what's going on right now, the movement that's afoot across the country, I've seen and I keep hearing about many, many, many areas, seats are going to flip, this, that, and the other. But I'm going to tell you something, Chris. My backyard down here, Florida, I really do believe that the Republicans have got their act together down here, and they are going to destroy the Democratic Party liberally today. I really do believe that.
Yeah, I think you're getting, maybe slowly but surely, maybe you might be getting some converts from some of the people that are moving down from some of these blue states.
We are.
And I think it's also, it's a natural ebb and flow of things. I think that you're going to continue to see growth in the Hispanic community for the Republican Party. I do believe that that's going to be the case, and that's going to be just a natural evolution of things.
Well, it's not only the Hispanics. We have a very large Oriental community that nobody talks about down there in Miami. And they're Vietnamese, they're not Chinese, but South Korean, and, from our friendly countries, Philippines, this, that, and the other. There's a very large delegation that supports the United States, and they like Donald Trump, and nobody talked about them. I kept thinking to myself, man, these people are all over the place waving signs. I see them here in Tampa in groups of 15, 20, 25. Those are votes, solid votes.
Oh yeah, listen, you gotta continue. You always want to continue to grow your base. That's always important. Mm. You want to be open. And I think a lot of some of these communities are, mm-hmm. they know what's going on and they see the issues that we're having.
Yeah.
It's the pile on with so many things from the amount of people that are dying from drugs and, the homelessness problem and all of this stuff.
Right.
It's the issues that we're just ignoring. They need to be dealt with.
Now, thank you for reminding me, George. George just put something in the chat room here. They were supposed to draw the Powerball last night at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time. Well, they aren't able to, and they still aren't able to, because of security protocols that have got the whole thing all screwed up at the moment. $1.96 billion.
Yeah, very interesting. That's a big chunk of change right there. All I know is that I ever bought a lotto ticket, I won something like that, I wouldn't want anybody to know.
No, you wouldn't. And you'd be the first one I'd come to because you can keep your mouth shut.
Real quiet.
Yep, absolutely, absolutely. All right, and by the way, let's talk about the economy for just a second here. I'm going to say this again. I've said it before. It's the economy, stupid. People are going to vote the economy. That's going to be the number one issue.
That's what all the polls are saying. Yep. I mean, we shall see. I mean, I don't know how it can be anything else.
Right.
Really don't. I don't see. You know, I get it. You know that you know you get some people. Vote, you know, always did the one issue abortion voters. But I mean, come on. You're talking about crime. You're talking about inflation. You're talking about an economy that's going backwards. It's a mess right now. At some point in time, people got to wake up.
Well, yeah, and like I said. Down here, and even in Georgia, I'm seeing in Georgia a reaction to crime and to the economy, and suddenly the governor, the incumbent governor, has started to pull away from Stacey Abrams as of the last poll that was done. Same thing for our football player, Walker, Herschel Walker. So, again, people are voting their wallets.
Well, I hope so. You know, I at some point in time, it's the old James Carville, it's the economy, stupid.
Okay, let's have a little fun, and we can talk about it tomorrow when you come back on again.
Okay.
Give me the number of seats the Republicans will have the majority by.
I haven't even given that any thought. You put me on a spot. You should have me actually.
Just pick a number. 20, 25?
How about what they pick up? How about they pick up 25?
All right. I'm going to say 30 to 40.
Okay.
That's where I'm going to go. How about the Senate? How many seats will they pick up there? And I think they will have the Senate majority.
People are saying that it's going to be 51. That's what they're saying. You know what? I'll say 52. How's that?
Well, I was going to say 52, but I'll say 53, and that'll be a different number.
We'll be hopeful. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's where we'll be. But I really do see, and I really do think, from what I've been talking to with people around the country, and tomorrow night, or tonight rather, later, we're going to have people talking to us from all around the country. I've got a bunch of correspondents lined up that are going to be calling in, and we're going to be getting reports from local areas like Nevada, Washington State, Oregon, Illinois, Pennsylvania, Missouri, all these different states where you've been hearing about all these different problems. I've got affiliates there, so my people are going to call in, and they're going to give me reports.
Oh, that's good. So you're going to have a lot of information coming in.
I do. I really do. And I'm looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm. Did you stock up on coffee there at the...
I did. I've got some great coffee sitting right here beside me. Thank you very much. And I appreciate your offer to make some. All right, Chris. I'll talk to you tomorrow morning. It's going to be a great, great morning. We're going to have a good time.
All right. That's a good one.
Thank you very much. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Well, let me tell you something, folks. I really do believe that we are going to be standing in high cotton come tomorrow morning. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.